الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with what we began yesterday, which is the ayat of Surah Al Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, mentioned two things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the signs of intelligent people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the methodology of teaching in order to create intelligent people or in order to become intelligent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. And that is where we left off yesterday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, truly in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation, the changing of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence, people of understanding. And then Allah described those people and He said, these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. And when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they look for the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of these situations, standing, sitting and lying down, meaning in all aspects of their lives, their private lives, public lives, in their businesses, in their studies, in every aspect of their lives. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي قَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now if you see this, first the meaning of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and they think about, they reflect on, they make fikr about, they wonder about, they do research in, they search in the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي insight. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So, two signs of people of intelligence. One, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِ. And the second one, يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Now these two signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined them together by the preposition of wow. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Now if you think about this, it is possible to join these two in two ways. One is by using and, which is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, or by using or, which is أَوْ يَتَفَكَّرُ. Grammatically, both would be correct. So, for example, you would be saying, intelligent people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down, or those who do research in the creation of the heavens and the earth. So, this grammatically, the sentence would be correct. But this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. This is not the ayat of the Qur'an. The ayat of the Qur'an is not أَوْ يَتَفَكَّرُ. The ayat of the Qur'an is وَيَتَفَكَّرُ. And so sign of intelligence is two. One is to recognize the creator, and simultaneously to do research in the creation. So these are the two signs of people of intelligence. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also in the way this ayat is constructed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the sequence of learning, how it should follow, which is first recognize the creator, first make yourself obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first develop taqwa, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and then do research in the kainat, in the world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described what is the result of doing this in this way. Both are important. What you do and the way you do it. And what's the result? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So immediately then, if you first recognize the creator and you make yourself obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and then when you do research in the creation of the heavens and the earth, automatic result of that is the regeneration, the reiteration, the emphasis and the strengthening of your faith, of iman. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. O our Rabb, you have not created all of this in vain. You have not created this accidentally. It did not just happen by itself. مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. You are glorious, you are majestic, you are pure, and save us from the hellfire. عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Save us from the punishment of the fire. So automatic result of first developing taqwa, khashyatullah, and then doing research in the heavens and the earth, in science and technology, in all kinds of research, the automatic result of that is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and glory, to recognize His qudrat and His signs, which refers back to the original part of the ayah, which is inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Again, the link between these two parts of the ayah, you have not created this in vain. فَقِنَا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, save us from the hellfire. The person thinks automatically about his own akhirah and is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now, these are the two things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully and clearly mentioned in the Quran. As I mentioned, one is the sign of people of intelligence who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them and said, these are the people who see my signs in my creation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, so He said, who are these people? People with these two qualities. And He told us how to bring about these two qualities. The sequence. Now the sequence is important because if you think about it, it's not only what you do, but how you do is equally important. Take Salah for example. Salah consists of three kinds of movements. There is a standing movement, there is a sitting movement, and there is a sujood. Right? But in Salah, you know and I know, that what you read in Salah, how you do Salah, what you do in Salah, and how you do sequence, these are both equally important. If you start with a sajda and then you stand up and then you make tashahud, it's not Salah. It is not Salah, not acceptable. Even though you might say, well, you know, in sujood I read Subhan Rabbi al-Ala, and in tashahud I read Atahiyat, and when I was standing I read Surat al-Fatiha, doesn't make. You have not followed the sequence which starts from Takbir al-Tahrima, which is when you are standing up and then you go into ruku, then you go into sujood. That sequence, how you do, is as important as what you do in that, in the position. So in standing position, you have read Surat al-Fatiha and you read some other part of the Quran. Even if you did that, but you did not start the salah with standing up and you started the salah with sujood, it is not salah. So you cannot argue to say, no, after all, I am doing the right thing. You are doing the right thing, but you are doing it in the wrong way. So the method and the content are both equally important. And I am giving only one example of Salah, but you can apply this to anything in your life. Take cooking for example. There is a set of ingredients that make up a particular dish. But if you take all those ingredients, put them into a pot, put water and start boiling, what do you get? I mean, I usually give the example of our favorite food, biryani. So there is a sequence in which how you cook biryani. You cook the meat first and then you cook the rice separately, then you put them together layer by layer, and then So the point is, then you get biryani. But if you simply put the rice and the meat together and put some spices and put some water and you boil it all up, what do you get? You get aromatic dog food. You don't get biryani. You don't get biryani. You get aromatic dog food because that's how you cook dog food. Put rice and meat together and cook and it becomes dog. It's not biryani. Even though all the ingredients are there, you have not missed out any ingredient. You have put all the ingredients, but because your sequence is wrong, you do not get the result. The reason I'm saying is there is a lot of confusion, unfortunately, in the minds of Muslims about the issue of education, especially the education of science and technology on one side and the education of religious theology on the other side. Dini education and the education of science and technology. And unfortunately, we seem to have people on two extremes. So you have some people who say that all this dini education is rubbish, it's a waste of time. As long as you know how to do your salah and so on, that's more than enough. There is no need for somebody to become a hafiz, and how many huffaz do you need, and how many muftis do you need, and how many muhaddiseen do you need, and so all of this is rubbish. We don't shut down all the madaris. It's a waste of time. just put the children, everybody in schools and in scientific education and universities and whatnot, that is the path to success. There is one group of people who believes this. There is another group of people who is on the other extreme, to say that if you teach science and technology, they will become kafir. The moment you send them to a Montessori school, they will become murderers, they will kill their own parents. And if you send them to if you send them to a university, that is finished. They are, you know, the fuel of the hellfire. There is no way that they will, even their Islam will not be there. They will become murtadeen and they will become kuffar, and Allah knows best. Now, my submission to you is that both of these extreme positions are completely and totally wrong, and they have nothing to do with the Quran and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. Because Allah said, see my signs in the heavens and the earth. So if you tell me that I must see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens, but if I use a telescope, I become a kafir, what sense does it make? How will I see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a telescope? So to see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the Quran, but to make a telescope or use a telescope is kufr. This is nonsense. This is complete rubbish. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, see my signs inside yourself. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will show them our signs in the afaq, in the universe around them and inside themselves, until it becomes clear to them that this kitab is haq. So now, we said, alhamdulillah, this is ayat of the Quran. So I said, then what you must do is study medicine. Become a doctor. See the signs inside yourself. See how your heart works and how the rest of your body works. No. This is kufr. We cannot go to the university. Cannot study medicine. What sense does it make? And then, of course, my standard question to anybody like that is, what happens to you? What do you do when you have a problem with your heart? What do you do when you get sick? Do you go to a hospital? Why do you go to a hospital? If to study medicine is kufr, then to go to hospital is even bigger kufr. Why do you go? You should not go. You should stay in your house, and whatever happens to you, happens to you. Because in any case, it's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you go to the hospital or you don't go to the hospital, if you are going to be cured, you're going to be cured. Yeah, this is our aqidah, alhamdulillah. We are not saying that the hospital prolongs your life or the treatment does something for you, no. But we have been, Allah has given us knowledge to be used. So if somebody is going to a hospital, if he is taking a treatment, alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. He should do that, because this is knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All knowledge is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And this is what the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, that all knowledge is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. The knowledge of science and technology, the knowledge of mathematics and history and geography, and the knowledge of the Quran and Sunnah, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. That's why I even object to terminology like Islamization of knowledge. This is a modern terminology that they use. Islamization. What is Islamization? What is the meaning of Islamization? What generally happens in the name of Islamization is, instead of saying A for apple, they say A for Allah. What's wrong with saying A for apple? Apple is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is wrong with that? I even saw somebody wrote a computer program for children. A for apple, B for Bismillah, C for cave Hira. Cave Hira. I mean, C for cave, what's Hira got to do with it? Supposing I say C for cave Thaur. So you want to somehow bring one Islamic angle to stick some word with the cave so that you think it is Islamic. Is this Islamization of knowledge? This is complete rubbish. What is wrong with apple? Apple is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach the child to see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the apple. This is from Suratul Ali Imran. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Teach the child to see the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the apple. Bring the apple, put it there and tell the child, what do you see? How do you see the sign of Allah in this apple? Now, we don't want to do that. We don't want to learn how to do that. So you create this nonsensical thing of saying A for, instead of saying A for apple, say A for Allah. So seriously, how to teach, the methodology of teaching, and what to teach, this has been demarcated and delineated and explained in the Quran. My reminder to myself and you is, let us try to implement this in our lives. Don't take these two extreme positions. both of which are completely wrong and both of which will not take you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either of them, because of this. We either sit and read the Quran and we have no clue what we are saying, or even if we know what we are saying, we cannot understand, we cannot go into the depth of it because you have not done the research. You don't want to do the research. And on the other hand, you have the opposite side, which is the extreme of it is atheism. Both are wrong positions. To tell people not to go to universities, not to have scientific education, this is the prescription for remaining enslaved as the slaves of the rest of the world. That is the prescription for it. You want to create slaves for the kuffar. You want to create slaves for the people who rule the world. We just read in Salatul Fajr in Suratul Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to the birds and said, look at the birds, how they fly. Who is holding them up? I was in September, I was in Everett, in the Boeing factory in Seattle, and they are doing research on a moving wing plane, not a fixed wing plane. We took the factory tour and we saw how they make 777s and 737s and so on. Fantastic. The factory is over 100 acres of land, covered building. Complete 100 acres is one building. It has its own climate system inside because of the size of the building. Before they put in air conditioning, it used to have clouds and rain because of the breathing, what people breathe, and the water vapor and so on. It used to have clouds and rain. Massive. You cannot imagine how big that building is. It's huge. We saw a 747 being manufactured, a 777 being manufactured, and a 737 being manufactured. And they are doing research on a moving wing. I asked them, what's a moving plane? They said, birds. How the bird flies. They are making planes which have wings which fly. And we are content with reading, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ. مَا يُمْسِكُونَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. Allah is saying, look, who is holding it up? We are content with reading the word, khalas. Don't want to do the research. Don't want to go into science. Don't want to check. Don't want to make those great planes. You say the man making the plane, the technology is kufr. Then how is your traveling in that plane not kufr? Seriously? Then you should walk. Walk to America. Now walk to wherever. Seriously, we need to wake up and we need to get out of these completely ridiculous positions and stop telling people to become the slaves of the rest of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you and me not to become slaves. Allah sent us to show the world the way to live in this world. But if we are not willing to learn, we cannot teach anybody. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to open our eyes and to give us the sense to understand and to appreciate what He has given us and to enable us to learn and to teach others. Not to live in a state of ignorance and imagine that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to be ignorant, He would not have sent His kalam, He would not have sent His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This deen is built, the foundation of this deen is iqra, reading. The foundation of this deen is knowledge. This deen is based on a kitab, it's based on a book. We have to understand the importance of learning and the importance of knowledge, and we need to understand that knowledge is everything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is nothing that comes from any other source. So every single thing that comes is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we must learn it and we must become masters at it and we must teach people what to do and how to do. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.